You won't get fed.
Hello and welcome, and today we're going to talk about the prosperity gospel and something that's in my heart. And hopefully this also warns those that are following Rod Parsley that are in his ministry. And if you yourself, Rod, watch this video, because I'm going to make sure I send it to you. And I hope that you recognize your error and what you're doing right now. I'm no one, my friend. Just a crazy little Puerto Rican here that is trying to make YouTube videos for Jesus Christ. But I ask you that you compare this with the Word of God, that you may understand that you need to test whichever spirit is supposedly speaking to you, and that you're in serious danger of hellfire. And if you're a person who's following Rod Parsley, please listen to what I'm going to share with you today. First of all, the prosperity gospel is almost dead. In the United States of America, they're going after every single attempt to try to pump it up. But in reality, people are soon going to find out in many of these churches that God is not about money. That you're not who you are by what you have, but you are who you are because you're saved by the blood of the Lamb. That when Jesus went on that cross, paid the price for your sins on the cross, that His blood is sufficient to save you. That His grace is sufficient. That you do not need to be in bondage of, as Eddie Long said in the beginning of this video, if you don't pay God, you don't eat. That's a lie of Satan himself. Do not get fooled by this. Rod Parsley, on the More Information tab, he's now promoting his 25 resurrection seed. Rod Parsley says, this is what he says. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. Word of God says in Psalms 50:12, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. This is the Word of God. God is telling us that even if he was hungry and had a need, he wouldn't tell you what that need was, because the world is his. It's already his. So he really doesn't even have a need. It's all his. But look at what Rod Parsley says. Rod Parsley says that God, okay, he's actually saying that a spirit spoke to him, that God told them, I sowed a seed because I needed a family. Okay? But how is that so contradictory to the Word of God, which says that if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Not only that, but Rod Parsley, that's just the basis of his foundation to manipulate people into this 25 resurrection seed. If you read the article, you're going to see that it starts with that. Because when you read that, you say, you know what, that makes sense. You know what, that's pretty cool. But when you start reading it more and more and more, I wish I could read it all. Then he hits it right on the nail. We knew he was going somewhere. That first statement sounded so beautiful. But this is where he was headed. He was not talking about he needed a family, that he wanted to save his people, that he wanted to die for them. That wasn't his purpose. He wasn't talking about how sinful we were and how we needed a savior. That wasn't his purpose. His purpose was the money that you have in your pockets. Okay? Look what he says God told him. On Resurrection Sunday, you commemorate when I gave my best on Calvary. Declare to the people, on this day a year, commemorate how I gave my best by giving your best to me. And if he was talking about you living for Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, seeking Jesus, if he was talking about you going street preaching, helping the widows, helping the poor, preaching the gospel in Africa, helping missionaries that are true people, that are disciples of Christ, I'm all for it. But he's not talking about that. Because even he is saying that God told them, give your best to me. But he's not telling you to give it to God and go take it to your backyard and put it all in a bundle and burn it up and say, God, hey, this is yours. I'm giving it to you. He's saying, you give it to me. In other words, Rod Parsley. If you go to his website, and this saddens me because he never used to be like this. At least I don't remember him being like this. It saddens me. It says, I want to join you at Breakthrough. This is like CDs. You know how the rappers have like gold and platinum memberships and like CDs? Look at this. A platinum covenant partner with a one-time gift of $600. Wow. A platinum covenant partner with a one-time gift of 50 or more, and my monthly automatic gift of 50 or more automatically withdraw from the account. A covenant partner with one-time gift of 300 or more, please send me the partnership kit. So whenever you become a partner, they send you a kit. None of this is biblical. It saddens me that people are being deceived by this. It saddens me. What gets me upset, spiritually, is that he's using the message of the cross for money. The message of the cross, Christ went on that cross not because he needed us. He went on the cross because we needed him. We are the sinful people. We are those who were destined to death. We are those who were at the brink of destruction when Christ went on that cross for us. He humbled himself. They spat on him. They beat him up. They smacked him. He went through all of that for us. And for him to try to use that and use it for the people give him money, that is just disgusting. Who needed who? We needed God. He didn't need us. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be breathing right now. In John 1:29, it further explains, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." His purpose on that cross was not prosperity gospel. It was to take away the sins of the world. And if you're a preacher, and if you're a teacher that is using Christ to financial gain, so that you can have a bigger building, so that you can have a fancy TV, so that you can have a nice suit, so that you can feel good at nighttime because you have a glass of milk in the refrigerator, let me tell you that there are people in Africa who right now don't have a bite to eat that are richer than you because they have the grace of Jesus Christ, the one who went on that cross, paid the price for their sins. He now lives in them, their new creations because of Christ. And although financially they may not be doing good, they know that they're rich because the one that they have has made them more than conquerors. And they know that the one they have is one who separated it from this world, because we're not from this world. We're not supposed to be seeking things of this world. Luke 12 tells us to seek the kingdom of God. And when you seek the kingdom of God, God will add as he pleases. You will not have to pimp a person for money. When you seek the kingdom of God, when you have a need, God will send people to help you. But when you think that it's by you milking the gospel, what you're doing is seriously dangerous. I'm going to end it here. But my friends, Psalm 146 says, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans comes to nothing. Put your trust in the only one who can save you today. He is not after your money. He is not after your friendship. He is after you to be saved. He died on that cross for the purpose of you being saved. He loved you because he knew that you needed him so much that he died for you. You deserve to be up there, but he took your place because he loves you, not because of your money. The prosperity gospel is sick, and if you're in this prosperity gospel, you need to talk, PM me, I'm here for you.